Good morning, James chapter 3, please. James 3, we've been going through the book of James on Sunday morning, so we'll continue that today in James 3 and verse 13. Thank you, praise team, for your music this morning and also the choir. If you're a Tennessee fan, I promise I'll get you out in time for the game. If you're not a Tennessee fan, you probably don't care how long I preach this morning. How many of you thought they were going to come back? Not very many. Well, anyway, enough of that, I guess. Today we're going to talk about wisdom. And I want to read these verses and then speak to you from this passage. Who is wise and understanding among you? This is another rhetorical question that James begins a passage with, and we've seen a lot of those as we've gone through the book of James, and so here's another one. Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. So again this morning we'll look at another test on how faith works. And that's been the whole idea of what James is talking about. If you remember, we began with talking about how faith works when we face problems in life. Then we talked about how faith works in temptation. We talked about how faith works in good works. We talked about how faith works in the use of the words that we use in our communication. So today we're going to talk about how faith works when it comes to wisdom. Now we all need wisdom. Wisdom is something that we all need. It is something that is very, very important. Do you realize that the Bible has a lot to say about wisdom? In the Old Testament, there are books known as wisdom literature. There are five books in the Old Testament: Job, Psalm, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon. All of those books are known as wisdom literature. And you're familiar with those books. You know they give practical advice to everyday situations of life. Well, what knowledge is something also that we need. We need knowledge. If you have a trade, if you have a skill, if you have furthered your education in the field that you're in, that is knowledge that is very important. And so we need knowledge to be able to know how to do things. Now, we also need wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to take the knowledge that we have to apply it to everyday life. Wisdom in how to do things, wisdom in how to put things together and bring things about in our life. So we need the knowledge and we need wisdom. However, in this passage today, we're going to talk about the kind of wisdom that we need. James says that there are two sources of wisdom. One, he says, is earthly. The other type of wisdom that he's going to talk about is from above. It is heavenly. Now, if God were to ask you this question today, how would you answer? What can I do for you? Many years ago in the Bible, God came to a man by the name of Solomon. And he asked Solomon this question: Solomon, what can I do for you? And the very thing that Solomon asked for is the thing that we all need. Solomon said, Lord, I need wisdom. And God said, Solomon, because you have not asked for wealth and riches and fame and position and power and all that, He says, I'm going to grant you wisdom, but also with that, I'm going to give you wealth. And God did both of those things for Solomon. So when it comes to the Bible, there's a type of wisdom that we all need to see. Now, I believe biblical wisdom is this. Biblical wisdom, just in a simple way, is to be able to take the truth of the Bible and to apply it to everyday life. To me, that is a clear, simple definition of what biblical wisdom is all about. So, I want to deal with that issue today in just a few minutes that we have together and talk about biblical wisdom. Wisdom is a gift from God. Biblical wisdom is found from His Word. So we're talking today about wisdom of the world or wisdom of the Word. That would be the two sources of wisdom that we're going to talk about this morning. So first of all, let's talk about this wisdom of the world. Now, the wisdom of the world is what James begins to talk about here. And he talks about this wisdom really in a negative type way. But what James is saying here is this, that our actions, our behavior, our attitudes in life really reveal the type of wisdom that we're really living on. And so he says, who among you has wisdom? Who among you has understanding? That rhetorical question that he's asking, he says it's really going to be proved by our attitudes and by the life that we live. If you want to know if your faith is real, then here's one way that you can tell. And so he's talking about having wisdom and living out the life that we live. So in this, what he talks about the origin of worldly wisdom, earthly wisdom, and he talks about the outcome of worldly wisdom or earthly type of wisdom. Now, there's a difference. There's a difference between the world's wisdom and there's a difference between God's wisdom. So that's the point that he's making here. In theology, there's a term that's used many times, and it's called the unholy trinity. And the unholy trinity in theology is the world, the flesh, and the devil. And so what James says here is that is where worldly wisdom comes from. It comes from the world, it comes from the flesh, it comes from the devil. He says it's sensual, he says it is demonic, he says it is of this earth, and so that is worldly wisdom. This wisdom was first seen way back in the book of Genesis in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve used worldly wisdom and earthly wisdom to decide that they knew better than God and that Satan offered them a wisdom that God was holding back from them. If you only eat of the fruit of this tree, then you will be as wise, you will be as smart as God. And so what they did was to follow worldly, earthly wisdom. You see, the foundation that we need is a different type of wisdom. In the world, there is knowledge that we need. From universities, there's knowledge that we need. From technical schools, there's knowledge that we need. Nothing wrong with that kind of knowledge. But what James is talking about here is the wisdom. We need wisdom. And the wisdom we need is not of the world. Do you know what worldly wisdom does? Worldly wisdom, according to the book of Corinthians, rejects the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul says with worldly wisdom, they look at the cross of Jesus Christ, and what worldly wisdom says is that the cross is foolishness. Worldly wisdom rejects Jesus Christ as the only Savior. So that is the downfall. That's the pitfall. That's one of the consequences of worldly wisdom, is to reject everything that the Bible is about. And so that's the danger of it. The origin of that, though, comes from this old unholy Trinity. It comes from the world. It comes from the flesh. It comes from the devil. And so what worldly wisdom does is to lead one away from God rather than to lead one to God. Let me give you another example. Why do you suppose among worldly academia and worldly philosophy and reasoning and theories that's earthly, what the Bible calls earthly, that uses earthly wisdom to come to conclusion, why do you think that evolution is so popular among those type of people? You see, evolution is a theory. There's no scientific facts to back up the theory of evolution. It is the theory of evolution. But you see, if you are pulled into that kind of wisdom, then the conclusion is this: you do not give God credit for the creator that he is. You do not give God credit for being the creator. And so that is just one example. There are many examples in the Bible where people chose earthly wisdom over heavenly wisdom. We see the consequences of that throughout the Bible. Worldly wisdom said this in the book of Genesis, that what we need to do is build a tower, and we need to build this tower to heaven, and that it was known as the Tower of Babel. What was the result of that? The result of the Tower of Babel was only confusion and chaos, and the whole thing was in a mess. Another example of using human wisdom. When Saul wanted to fight Goliath, well, God sent David, the shepherd boy, to do the fighting. But what Saul decided to do was this for David. Worldly wisdom said, David, what you need to do is to put on the armor of Saul. And David said, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go in the name of the Lord. And he took the slingshot and he took 5 smooth stones. Another example of using earthly wisdom. So what James says here is the result of that, the outcome of earthly wisdom is envy. In other words, selfish ambition, strife, boasting, deceit, all of that is a result of using earthly wisdom. And then in verse 17, he begins to talk about the wisdom of God. And he says the wisdom of God is from above. The first step in your life and my life to receive this heavenly wisdom is when we come to Christ and we put faith in Him and we trust in Him. You see, the new life, the new birth, is really an exchange. It is an exchange from the old life to the new life. It is an exchange of a whole new way of thinking. In other words, heavenly wisdom does not reason things out the way human wisdom does. And so James says there is a difference. And this is how true faith really works. There's a difference in how we reason things out. There's a difference in how we look at things. You take a lot of the social issues today, you see earthly wisdom looks at situations a whole lot different than biblical wisdom does. So why is that? One is earthly, but one is from above. One is from God, and one is not. And so James says the wisdom that we need for the foundation of our life is this wisdom that is from above. When we build our life on this kind of wisdom, we have a sure, solid foundation. Human wisdom comes up short in a lot of areas. Earthly wisdom cannot give you the answers that are most important to life's most important questions. But heavenly wisdom can. And heavenly wisdom gives us that foundation. We may not be able to understand all the things in life, all the deep things and secret things and hard things in life that come our way. Earthly wisdom comes up short there in a lot of areas because earthly wisdom cannot tell you motives. Earthly wisdom cannot tell you the nature of the human fallen people that we are. And so it has no answer for any of that. But heavenly wisdom points us to the cross. And heavenly wisdom points us to the foundation that we need. Heavenly wisdom says this when it comes to the unexplained hard things in life. We do not live by explanations, but we live by the promises of God and putting our trust in God. So the origin of heavenly wisdom, the Bible says it is from above. It comes from God. Now I found this in Job 28. And just let me share this with you from Job chapter 28. You understand Job has gone through a lot. A lot of stuff has happened to Job. And so he's really going through a lot of things. And so now he's coming to the conclusion of his book here in Job 28. Listen to some of these questions that Job had. But where, this is verse 12 of Job 28. But where can wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Drop down to verse 20. From where then does wisdom come? And where is the place of understanding? Verse 23, he's given you the answer. Listen to this. God understands its way. And he knows its place. Listen to verse 28. And to man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. So do you see where the answer is found here that James asked in the beginning of this passage? James says, who's wise among you? Who has understanding among you? Well, in the Bible, we're given the answer here. Job said, wisdom is found in God. He says, understanding is found in departing from evil. And so the Bible gives us the answer to the wisdom that we all need. And so this is the kind of wisdom that he talked about. Paul prayed for spiritual understanding in Ephesians 1:17 to the church at Ephesus. Also to the believers at Colossae, Paul prayed that they would have, that they would be filled with wisdom and they would be filled with spiritual understanding in Colossians 1:19. In the very beginning of our study in the book of James, do you remember what James 1:5 says? James said this, that if any person lacks wisdom, then what are they to do? They are to pray and ask God for wisdom. We all need wisdom in making decisions. We all need this kind of wisdom. So what is the origin of this wisdom? Well, it comes from God. It's found in the Word of God, the wisdom of God. It is found also in prayer. So, from God, in the Word, in prayer. That is where the wisdom comes from. So, let's say that you have a decision that's pressing on you. And you really want to know God's will in this matter. Then where does the wisdom come from? Comes from God, comes from above. Comes from His Word. And it comes through prayer. And I'll be honest with you, I've found in my life that that really, really does work. And it really does make the difference when we seek this kind of wisdom. Now he said this, he said the fruit this wisdom here. He says, he talks about peace. This is not peace at any price. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about the right kind of having the right kind of relationship with people, with each other, being at peace with each other. He talks about gentleness, thus making room for not compromising convictions, but it makes room for compromise. It's open. He says this kind of wisdom is reasonable. In other words, you can sit down and reason it out with each other. You can sit down and reason it out. When we look to God, when we look to His Word, when we pray, then God will guide us and God will direct us in that way. He says it's good fruits. In other words, it doesn't make a life empty. It makes a life full. It is decisive. There's singleness of mind here. In other words, God's wisdom gives us focus. It gives us the focus that we need in order to go God's way. The greatest decision that you'll ever make, and the greatest decision I ever made in my life, when I chose God's way. And I chose to line up my life on God's side and to go with God and to go with Him. That's the kind of decisiveness that He says that this kind of wisdom is. It brings that focus to our life. He says here that it is something that is without hypocrisy. In other words, you know, there's sincerity in it. It is very, very sincere. It is very helpful. And it brings us to the place where we need to be. So, what has been said about this, though, in this way, I think would be helpful to us. Origin determines outcome. The origin of worldly wisdom is the world, the flesh, the devil. When we depend on that wisdom, that's the outcome that we can expect to get. The wisdom that is above, that origin, what is determined by that? God, His Word, and prayer. And see, the outcome here is totally different. There's a totally different outcome when we depend on that kind of wisdom. See, we just need to know that the wisest decision to make is for Christ. The wisdom of the world can really, you know, it can change your life in a negative way. But the wisdom of God can change your life in a very positive way. And so what James does here is to bring each of us today to a place of choosing. And so he says, I'm going to leave you with this choice. Are you going to choose wisdom that is earthly? Are you going to choose wisdom that is from above? In other words, how are we going to live our lives? From below or from above? What's going to give us direction? What's going to set us on the path we need? And so both wisdom and knowledge, like I said, are very essential, very important. But the wisdom we need certainly is from God. And so the choice is between two ways of life. That's the choice here. The world's way or God's way. The way that is of this earth or the way that is from above. Now you understand that there's a totally different idea here. Because many times, the way of the world, the reasoning of the world, the philosophy of the world, the ethics of the world, the ideas of the world, you know, they may look reasonable. At times it may look like that that's the way to go. But again, you come back to God's way. And so we go God's way. Because God's way is the best way. God's way is the better way. God's way is the way that gives us a foundation for life. The wisdom of the world will come up short. But with the wisdom of God, it really gives us the answers that we need. Who are you? Why are you here? Why did God put you here? What is your purpose in life? That is found in the wisdom that is from above. So James says, I'm going to leave you with this choice. The choice is between two ways of life. The choice is between, you know, the opportunity of a different way to live, a different lifestyle. It is to exchange the old life for the new life. It is an exchange of the old way of thinking to a new way of thinking. That's what Christ does. He brings that change in our life. When it comes to direction in life, we can depend on earthly wisdom or we can depend on God's wisdom. And so James says, depend on God. Folks, I want you to know, God will show you. He'll lead you. His timing may not be your timing, but I guarantee you, He'll show you. The book of Proverbs over and over and over again says this, that the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. When Solomon came to the conclusion in his book in Ecclesiastes, he said the whole matter comes down this. He said, fear God. Fear God and He will give you the wisdom you need for your life. What does it mean to fear God? Here's what it means. It means to trust Him. It means to believe in Him. To fear God means that we put our faith in Him. That's what it means. See, it really is a positive thing. It means to put our faith and trust in Him. Now today, for our invitation time, the first step that you need to take in gaining this wisdom is to put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. To believe in Him and to trust Him. We're going to give you that opportunity. If you're struggling today with a decision that you've got to make, if there's some area in your life where, you know, maybe it's a deep thing, maybe it's something that is just beyond you that you're really struggling with, you really need to know what to do. Let God have that. Look to Him. Look to His Word. Get on your knees and pray and ask God to show you what you need to do. Let's stand for our time of prayer. Father, we thank You for this passage today. And Lord, we all need this wisdom that is from above. Father, I pray today that You would grant the prayers of Your people today. I pray today that You would give direction and guidance. Father, help us to seek this wisdom that is from above in the decisions that we make in life. Heavenly wisdom, the wisdom that is from above, is to be able to take the Bible, Your Word, and to apply it to everyday situations of life. And Father, that's what we want to do. We want the good result. Many times when we depend on earthly wisdom, we get the consequences of that. And Father, that's not where we want to be. We don't want to be there. So Lord, I pray today that You'd lead us in Your way and Your will. I pray for those today who need to take that step of faith and trust in Jesus Christ as personal Savior. I pray that they would come today. This would be the greatest decision, the greatest choice, the wisest choice that they could ever make, is to come and trust You In your name we pray. Amen.